The Apostle Paul, confronting the church at Corinth, the saints, the brothers, those sanctified in Christ Jesus. And he lets them know why he says he could not feed them meat, why he asserted that they were still being controlled by their sinful nature. Verse 3. He says, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Read the rest of that from the New Living Translation. For you are still controlled by your sinful nature. You are jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove you are controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like people of the world? NIV and King James Version ask the question, aren't you acting like mere men? Well, when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men? Divisions within the church based on who they had determined was the better, the superior between the apostles. And so they were dividing themselves and becoming hostile about it. Something as terrible as saying the one I embrace the most is better than the one you embrace the most. Not good. We shouldn't be adopting that kind of attitude. That is not what spiritual people do. Let me read to you something else. Galatians. The Apostle Paul writing to that group. In verse 2, to the churches in Galatia, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all, he says in verse 7. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. Was he really talking to saints? He's making it clear that he was, that these people really were in Christ. He says in verse 11, still in chapter 1 of Galatians, remember now we moved to Galatians, chapter 1, and now verse 11, he's still writing to the same group of people. He says, I want you to know, brothers, and again, the Apostle Paul did not address people as brothers unless they also, like him, were in Christ. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. He made it clear he was talking to the saints, people who were in Christ. If you're still not convinced, let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Same book, different chapter, chapter 3. And let's look at verse 26. He is still writing to the Galatians, and he says, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. He said to them, you are all sons of God. Keep in mind that when he spoke to the Corinthians, when he wrote to the Corinthians, he talked about people who, those people who were still being controlled by their sinful nature. And he talked about jealousies and divisions. Listen to what he's talking about now as he is still addressing the saints, those who are all children of God. He had just told them, chapter 3. Listen to what he writes to them in chapter 5. Still in Galatians, but now chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Ladies and gentlemen, as born-again believers, as people who are in Christ, as people who have been intimately connected to Christ by the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us, we are going to have desires that are of the sinful nature. The question is, how hard will we work to gratify the desires of the sinful nature? So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And then in verse 19, he shares with them some of the acts of the sinful nature. He says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And listen to this. He goes on to say, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. People can be connected to Christ by the Spirit and continue to live sinful lives and forfeit that connection, forfeit their salvation. He said, I warn you, as I did before. He didn't say, warn those who have not yet been connected to Christ. He's saying to these who he called sons of God, children of God, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. He was letting them know there's time for you to get your act together. But know this, these people are telling you, these folks spreading false doctrine are telling you that folks can live like this and be okay. No, I'm telling you, the folks who live like this cannot, will not inherit the kingdom of God. So I know that there are people who are churchgoers, who are in Christ, who do indeed need to get their act together. But I also know that there are many people who are churchgoers who are not living the life of a Christian because they are hypocrites. All starts with God the King. It's not about you.